صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. In this series of short clips, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be looking into Qasida Mi'rajiya, the poem regarding the Mi'raj of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written by Imam Ahl Sunnah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Introducing the Qasida Mi'rajiya, it is reported that once a famous poet came to Bareilly Sharif to ask Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu to check a Qasida that he had written about the Mi'raj of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This poet came after Zuhr. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu said to him that, "I don't have time right now. Come back after Asr when it's time for the public audience and recite your poem about Mi'raj to me at that time." The poet did so. By then, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu had composed his own poem on the topic of the Mi'raj, the night journey and ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This poem was entitled Qasida Mi'rajiya and consisted of 67 couplets. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu said to the poet, "Before reciting your poem to me, listen to a few words from me first. I wrote this poem between the time you arrived and Asr time." When the poet heard Qasida Mi'rajiya written by Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu, he was amazed. He was lost for words, having heard the brilliance of this poem. He was overawed by the eloquence and the beauty of the Qasida, the rhythmic nature of the couplets, the choice of words, the imagery, the similes and metaphors that Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu had used, the depiction of each stage of the Mi'raj journey in poetic form. He was so amazed by Ala Hazrat's Qasida, that poet folded his own poem and put it away. He decided he didn't want to recite his own poem anymore because of the sheer brilliance of Ala Hazrat's Qasida. After listening to such poetic genius, he felt that his poem was not worthy of being recited. Scholars say that if the entire corpus of Urdu poetry is put on one side, all the Urdu poetry written by any poet put on one side, and the Qasida Mi'rajiya of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu put on the other side, this one Qasida alone would be heavier on the scale in eloquence and in beauty. Such was the linguistic genius of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu. It's reported that Muhaddith Azam Hind, Sayyid Muhammad Kichochvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once recited Qasida Mi'rajiya written by Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu at a gathering of poets and literary experts. Experts who were authorities in the field of poetry. This gathering took place in the city of Lucknow, which is known as the home of pure Urdu. These experts who were gathered, they began to sway during the recitation of Qasida Mi'rajiya, and they were overjoyed by its level of brilliance and its incredible poetic language. Muhaddisi Azam rahmatullah alayhi asked them to comment, to give their judgment on the Qasida based on their knowledge and expertise of Urdu literature. They replied and said that the Qasida Mi'rajiya seems as though the language of the poem has been washed with Kawthar and Tasneem. It is so beautiful, it seems as though the words of this poem, the words of this Qasida, have been washed with the rivers of paradise. Subhanallah. Such is the sweetness and purity of Qasida Mi'rajiya. On another occasion in Delhi, in a similar gathering of literature experts, the authorities of the Urdu language in that city are recorded to have said, "We do not have the words to explain the brilliance of this Qasida. Please continue reciting. Recite it over and over again. Our desire is that you continue reciting for a lifetime, and we continue listening for a lifetime." Such is the beauty of this Qasida. The opening words of Qasida Mi'rajiya are as follows. وہ سرورِ کشورِ رسالت جو عرش پر جلوگر ہوئے تھے نئے نرالے طرب کے سامان عرب کے مہمان کے لیے تھے. سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ عنہ says that the master, the king and the emperor of the land of prophethood, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, journeyed and rose to the divine throne. New and unique ways of expressing happiness and joy were used to welcome the guests from Arabia. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.